Finding your ground. This meditation is about 20 minutes long and is designed to help you cultivate the skill of settling and grounding yourself by exploring different anchors or home bases you can use for your attention. This practice can be done either sitting or lying down. If lying down, lying with the legs uncrossed, with the feet falling away from each other and the arms alongside the body. The hands may be face down or up. You might also want to put a pillow to support the knees. If sitting on a chair, a cushion, or meditation bench, and allowing the hips to be higher than the knees if possible, perhaps using a cushion or a towel underneath you, and sitting with a sense of stability. Allowing the shoulders to be soft down the back and the facial expression soft. Lowering the gaze or choosing to close the eyes. And now, finding a posture that best supports your intention to be awake, at ease, and present. Feeling free to adjust your posture at any time. Becoming aware of the entire body now, sitting or lying here. And then becoming aware of the weather pattern of the body and mind. Noticing if the body and mind are restless or calm, awake, tired or sleepy. And whatever is here, allowing things to be as they are, just for now. And now when you're ready, moving your attention to your feet, noticing any sensations there when the attention arrives, at the soles, perhaps a sense of contact with the floor or the ground or clothing if you're lying down. Perhaps some tingling, vibration, sense of pressure, hardness, softness, of heat or coolness. Perhaps aware of sensations in the toes, or the instep, or the heel in contact with the floor, or clothing. And then perhaps expanding the attention to take in the whole of both feet until you're holding both feet in the center stage of your awareness. Perhaps noticing the sense of contact with whatever is supporting or covering the feet. Not looking for anything in particular or anything special, just attending to any and all or no sensations that might be here right now. Coming, going, changing or static, noticing what sensations are prominent and stand out, noticing what sensations are more in the background, and practicing in silence now, attending to the feet. And then when the attention wanders, as it surely will, gently escorting it back to the sensations of the feet. And doing this as many times as you notice the attention wanders away from your intended focus of attention, in this case, sensations of the feet. And now letting go of attention on the feet and shifting the attention to the sensations of contact with whatever you're sitting or lying on. If sitting, bringing your attention to the contact with the seat. A sense of pressure, hardness, or softness, or tingling, or numbness. Noticing what sensations are present right now. If lying down, you may notice several points of contact. The backs of the legs, the backs of the feet, the heels, the buttocks and the lower back, perhaps the head and the shoulders. Becoming aware of the physical sensations of contact, of gravity drawing you down into the chair or into the floor. Perhaps a sense of heaviness or lightness of the body. Exploring the sensations at the points of contact between the body and whatever is supporting it. And now in silence, attending to the sensations of the points of contact with the seat or the floor or the meditation bench. And each time you notice the attention has wandered away from your chosen focus of attention on the seat, then gently bringing the attention back to this point of focus. And now letting go of the attention on the sense of contact with the seat or the floor and bringing your attention to the sensations in the hands, of both hands. Sensations in the fingers and thumbs, the palms of the hands, or the backs of the hands and the wrists. Bringing attention to the sense of contact between the hands and whatever is supporting them right now. The mat or the ground, your lap or your thighs. And allowing these sensations of contact to be in the center stage of awareness. And now exploring these sensations with curiosity in the next few moments, the sensations in the hands. And now when you're ready, letting go of attention on the sensations of the hands and shifting the attention to the sensations of the breath. becoming aware of the body breathing. And then finding where in the body you notice the sensations of breathing vividly. Perhaps at the tip of the nose or in the nostrils. Perhaps in the back of the throat. Or the chest rising and falling with each in and out breath. Or perhaps the sensations created by the breath down in the abdomen, the area around the navel. Now choosing one place where the breath is clearly or vividly felt, either at the nostrils or the nose, the back of the throat, chest or abdomen, and resting your attention here on your anchor of the breath, your home base, and seeing what there is to be noticed, breath by breath, sensation by sensation, noticing the changing patterns of the sensations of breathing, the rising of the in-breath and the falling away of the out-breath, and then the spaces between them, without managing or controlling the breath in any way, and allowing the breath to breathe on its own. And each time the attention is taken away, or if the attention is wandering, when you notice the attention is no longer where you had intended to be, in this case, the sensations of breathing, just simply reminding ourselves that this is part of the practice, and then gently bringing the attention back to the sensations of breathing. And doing this as many times as you notice that the attention has gone away. Gently, kindly returning attention back to your focus of attention in this moment, the sensations of the breath. And now, choosing whether to stay with the breath sensations or to return the attention to the sensations of the feet, the seat, the hands, or if you're lying down, the physical contact between the body and whatever is supporting the body. Perhaps making this choice now, there's no right or wrong way. Sensing as clearly as you can what best helps you your attention to focus right now, and what helps you to ground yourself in this moment. The breath, the feet, the seat or contact, or the hands. And then shifting your attention to your chosen focus and staying here, abiding here in this one place. opening and receptive to any and all sensations in this chosen anchor or home base, your place of grounding or settling in. And from time to time, especially when the attention goes away, again and again to other things, reminding yourself that this is not a mistake and that this is the practice. Each time the attention goes away and you notice it's gone, this is another chance to rediscover your home base or anchor. Whatever feels right to you, the feet, seat, the points of contact, the hands, or the breath. Practicing coming back or coming home to your anchor and finding your ground over and over again. Attending with curiosity and with kindness to the sensations in your anchor, moment by moment. And as this practice comes to an end, reminding yourself that wherever you are throughout the day and whatever you're doing, pleasant or unpleasant, it can make all the difference to become aware of the feet on the floor, the seat on the chair, or of the sensations of the hands or of the breath. Finding your ground in this way can give you a sense of space and choice and a sense of calm. And when you're ready, letting go of this practice, widening the gaze if the eyes were open, and opening your eyes if they were closed.